This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Democratic leaders are forecasting that they have the votes to approve a rebuke to President Bush's strategy in Iraq. The Senate plans to vote on a resolution dismissing the plan to send more troops. It would be non-binding, but still a public criticism. And it's already been approved by a Senate committee and something close to a party-line vote. Last night, a second resolution opposing a troop increase was introduced in the Senate. Here's NPR's David Wellner.
What the Foreign Relations Panel approved yesterday was, in effect, a vote of no confidence in the president's handling of the Iraq War. The resolution says it's not in the country's national interest to increase the number of U.S. troops in Iraq, despite President Bush's State of the Union plea to give his Iraq plan a chance. The committee's Democratic chairman, Joe Biden, insisted the measure is in the president's best interests.
Our resolution of disapproval is not, I emphasize, not an attempt to embarrass the president. It is not an attempt to demonstrate isolation. What it is, it's an attempt to save the president from making a significant mistake.
But Biden had a hard time getting the panel's top Republican, Richard Lugar, to back his resolution, even though Lugar also opposes the troop buildup. Lugar maintained the sharply worded resolution would only strain relations further with the Bush administration and make it harder to get information about the war.
I know my friends will say that intense oversight would not be precluded by the passage of a non-binding resolution. But I remain concerned that our ability to be constructive and work with the president and his team will be circumscribed by a political result that will magnify our differences.
But Nebraska's Chuck Hagel, who's the only Republican sponsoring the resolution, said voting for it was really a question of political courage.
And I think all 100 senators ought to be on the line on this. What do you believe? What are you willing to support? What do you think? Why are you elected? If you wanted a safe job, go sell shoes. This is a tough business. But is it any tougher, us having to take a tough vote, express ourselves, and have the courage to step up, than what we're asking our young men and women to do? I don't think so.
For several Democrats on the committee, the non-binding resolution falls short of what's needed. Wisconsin's Russ Feingold said it's time Congress used its power of the purse to cut off funding for the war.
My fear, Mr. Chairman, is this is slow walking. This is not a time for legislative nuancing. This is not a time for trying to forge a compromise that everybody can be a part of. This is a time to stop the needless deaths of American troops in Iraq.
In the end, the vote tally approving the resolution was 12-9, the one Republican vote in favor coming from Hagel. Minnesota Republican Norm Coleman sought to justify voting against it, even though he's on record as opposing a troop buildup.
Our patience is wearing thin, certainly in the public and the Congress, but I'm not prepared to have a resolution which would say we're going to disregard, and that's why I read this resolution, disregard the advice of our commanders on the ground when they say they need something, which may even be an increase in a given area.
Coleman and other Republicans who oppose the president's Iraq plan have rallied around another resolution whose lead sponsor is Virginia Republican John Warner. Last night on the Senate floor, Warner introduced that resolution, which in more mild language essentially conveys the same rejection of more troops for Baghdad as the one approved by the Foreign Relations Panel.
So much of the rhetoric surrounding that resolution, it was disturbing to many people, and that's gave rise to the efforts that we have put forth, culminating in placing this document into the record tonight. And I do hope that others will consider joining us because it's important to show unity, bipartisanship here in the Congress.
Four Republicans and six Democrats are now co-sponsoring Warner's resolution, and Warner predicted it will pick up many more sponsors in coming days. Foreign Relations Chair Biden says he's willing to adopt some of the language in Warner's measure in an effort to pick up more bipartisan support. Some of President Bush's allies have talked of putting a resolution of their own on the Senate floor for a vote. To varying degrees, it seems most senators, both Democrats and Republicans, want to distance themselves from the Bush administration's high-stakes bet that a troop surge will turn things around in Baghdad. Just how they demonstrate that and how many of their colleagues join them may get decided in the floor debate that's due to begin next week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.